now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What's up, everyone? Welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all so much for joining me this afternoon. And in case you have been absent for the past 2 weeks, don't forget, I do have a co-host in here with me today. Say hello.
Hey, hi, guys. So if I haven't met you yet, my name is Michelle. Started co-hosting with Steve about, like, what? It's been 4 weeks now, right?
What?
4 weeks?
This is your third week.
That's my third week. Oh, man. Okay, yeah. So my name is Michelle. I'll be with Steve, keeping him company.
Yeah, I'm not alone in here anymore, and you don't need to listen to just me talk, so, you know, it's all good. But we're very glad you could join us today. We got some great tracks lined up for you this afternoon, and for the first track, I picked this one. It's called Angel, and it's by Yoon Mi-rae, a.k.a. Tasha Reid, featuring the legendary Tiger JK and Busy, and it's one of those really inspirational tracks. It's got this really cool piano-driven melody and a really classic boom-boom-clap beat to it. Real soulful singing. It creates a this really cool dynamic with Tiger JK's more reggae style of rapping and Busy's softer R&B style of rap. So it's actually, this song is all about finding hope and kind of the drive to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and just keep going. So we wanted to start off with something inspirational to kick us off because, you know, right around the corner, it's midterm season.
Oh, man, I had mine today.
Exactly. See? See, maybe we should have played this song last week, so then you could be inspired for...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll listen to my next midterm next week or whatever. I just want to say, like, what I really like about the singer is Tiger JK and Yoon Mi-rae, they're actually married.
Yes, yes, they are a married couple.
Yeah, probably one of the cutest couples I know in the industry, and they're known as, like, the Jay-Z and Beyonce of Korea, so get ready for this awesome, awesome tune.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Yoon Mi-rae featuring Tiger JK and Busy, Angel, coming up next.
that was Yoon Mirae's Angel featuring Tiger JK and Busy. We're just talking about the fact that Yoon Mirae and Tiger JK... Oh, did you see that? My Korean accent came out a bit.
Yoon Mirae.
Yoon Mirae. Yoon Mirae. Yeah, so Tiger JK and Yoon Mirae are actually a couple in the industry, and they're great. I loved it. How did you think of the song?
This was... You know, this song is in the style of the stuff that I usually listen to.
Right.
Kind of just got this really, it's just got such a cool vibe to it, and it's hip-hop too. I'm a big hip-hop head. I love R&B as well. Mm. So it had just about everything that I loved all mashed up into one. And you know, like, Tiger JK, he is a legend. Busy and Yoon Mirae and Tiger, they were all pioneers in their fields in in the hip-hop world. So, you know, it's cool seeing this other side because, you know, people usually associate Korean music with kind of just the idol pop and stuff like that. Yep. There's this whole different dimension to it. It's Korean hip-hop. It's not so much a copy of the American sound. They've worked a sound of their own. They've created kind of their own style that suits them.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, doesn't get better than that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Show us the other side.
So the other side of this show would be in Mandarin pop. So the next song that I have today is by Aaron Yan, Yan Yalun, and it's called Duo Yu De Wo, which means the unnecessary me or the unwanted me. And for those of you who are not familiar with Aaron Yan, including Michelle, Aaron Yan originally debuted as an actor, and he was kind of thrown into this group, a boy band of sorts, and they were called Fahrenheit. So together, you know, they did performances. They starred in dramas together as part of the cast.
Right.
So yeah, they did that for a few years. I think they officially ended the Fahrenheit days, and I believe it was 2011 or 2010.
Was it just not popular?
It wasn't that they weren't popular. It's just that, like, it's the typical stuff that happens with boy bands. You know, conflicts arise and stuff like that. So this song, Duo Yu De Wo, is actually from Aaron's EP, Drama. And this song is actually quite melancholy, which is contrasting greatly to what we just heard.
Yeah.
But the lyrics are about him kind of seeing his lover, never really having feelings for him at all.
Oh.
And he finds that their relationship was just loveless and only, quote-unquote, interest was what was keeping it going.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to the point that he realized that they just didn't click and she never needed him. So he and his feelings kind of became unnecessary.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of interested in listening to this one.
Yeah. So let's check that out now. Aaron Yan, The Unnecessary Me. That was Aaron Yan with The Unnecessary Me from his new EP Drama. He really has come a long way since his days in Fahrenheit. And, you know, he's definitely improved his vocal capabilities a whole lot. And he's also really solidified kind of his position as one of Taiwan's top male celebrities. He's transitioned away from the typical idol dramas. He's doing serious acting work now. So, yeah, you know, definitely good for him. And I don't know. So, Michelle, what do you think about Aaron?
I like it, not gonna lie. Like, listening to his voice, I can kind of, like, image, like, what he looks like. You know, that typical Asian, really famous dude. And I was just thinking, like, it was... I didn't understand the lyrics, obviously, but seeing from the title and what Steve told us about the song, I wonder what they think when they sing these songs. Like, I don't know if he composed the song by himself.
I don't believe he did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with songs like this, it's just it's a real Mandopop staple, kind of ballads and feels like this. It's really cool, though, because usually Mandopop, the more typical route that they take would be more piano ballady type.
Right.
But this one is actually, you know, it's a little more urban.
Yeah,
Got a more R&B. R&B feel to it, right?
Techno bit too. Like, yeah, I liked it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, he's doing good. He's got a couple more albums under his belt as well. That's cool. Like I said, his vocals from his days in Fahrenheit,
right?
It's improved a lot. Yeah. So, definitely I recommend checking that out.
Cool.
And
okay.
We're going to move on to the next song that I have. And it's something that I lined up as well. And it's by Jane Zhang, or Zhang Liangying, and who is known for a while, at least, she was known as the Dolphin Princess. She was known as the Dolphin Princess in China because she frequently used the whistle register. So you know what I mean. It's like she would sing like these really high notes that sounded almost supersonic in a sense.
Wow.
So yeah, like really high, really pitchy.
Wow.
Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey are really famous for using it as well. So yeah, she's kind of like China's Mariah Carey.
Okay. Excited to hear.
Mm-hmm. So the song from her is off her newest album, The Seventh Sense, and the song is called Wo Shi Wo De, which means Say it again.
Okay. Woshuora.
Close enough.
I butchered it.
Okay, close enough. But it means I belong to myself, or I am my own. And it's all about, quite self-explanatory, it's about loving yourself. It's about living your own life, not really caring about what others say that you should be or what you should do. It's about being satisfied with what you've achieved on your own, because that's all what it's all about at the end of the day. You do you and you do what you love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just gonna keep this rolling with the
positiveness.
With the positively charged music.
All right.
Because, you know, something to suit, I guess, the weather outside.
I know. Yeah. I know. It was sunny today, though, not gonna lie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know what? Let's check that out right now.
Yep.
It's Jane Zhang, I Belong to Myself.
Tien, Left out in the cold? Feel the love this January 29th at the Discorder February issue launch party at the Lido. Admission is free. Featuring Brass, Did You Die, and CITR Femme Concept DJs between sets. Come for a free night of music and the first peek at Discorder's first issue of 2015. Doors open at 8:30 this Thursday, January 29th at the Lido.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on. Sugar.
Let's get it on. We are back here on Asian Wave 101 on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. It's sunny outside and we're just sitting in here vibing, listening to some feel-good songs. Yeah. Matches the weather outside. But, Michelle here has actually got the next two songs lined up, but before we get into that, any last thoughts on Jane's song?
I felt like just like this upbeat city girl feel, like I'm walking down New York with like a lot of shopping bags and just feeling good about myself. That's the kind of feel.
That's the kind of feel you got,
yeah.
And that's what music it's all about. Yeah. It just feels good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, the next two songs, Michelle, what have you got for us?
All right, so we have New Est. This is a 5-member boy group, Korean boy group, under the Pledis Entertainment. That's actually the first time I've heard of Pledis, but this is New Est. Yeah, and they released their very first album actually just last year, and it's called Rebirth. So we're going to be hearing their song called Goodbye. I kind of awkward, but yeah. Their name actually New S. It's like NU and then EST. It actually, this is so embarrassing to say, but their name actually stands for New Established Style Tempo.
Yeah.
Right.
I believe it's something like that. Yeah. The reason being is just that I've realized a long time ago that in Korean pop music,
yeah,
they just love their strange acronyms.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you got BAP, which is Best Absolute Perfect.
Yeah, but that, yeah. It's the truth. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, yeah. But then, but you know Teen Top, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But then, like, Teen Top, I don't remember the whole thing, but it's like teenage emo emotion or something like
Say
that.
Say what?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm not lying.
Okay, yeah. That's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, okay. Yeah,
but
here's,
anyway.
Here's New Est with their song Goodbye Bye. Please.
걱정치 못해 산다는 게 내일이 내 모습일까봐 걱정이 돼 기나긴 삶의 하루 중간 어디쯤에 눈 어린지 곳은 있을 거야 확신해 늘 아주 가끔 오늘을 돌아봐 노력은 생각보다 내게 솔직하니까 어제는 이곳 또 일어서면 돼 풀린 신발끈 다시 묶고 뛰면 돼 낡은 이 긴장에 적힌 우리처럼 길을 잃고서 더 이상 살 수 없어
And welcome back to Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. The first song you heard was from New West, and that was their song Goodbye Bye. A very cookie cutter male K-pop song. It was typical, K-pop song.
Typical male boy band song.
There you go, yeah. And the one we just heard was from a very new group, Lovelies, and their song Goodnight Like Yesterday. It came out in 2014 with their first ever album, Girls Invasion. I wonder how you're thinking about the new girl group.
I've heard their other songs as well, and yeah. I've definitely their debut single, actually the lead single that they kind of promoted with. Mm-hmm. This one was either a pre-release or it was just another one of those promotional tracks.
Right.
Comparing the two, though, I actually really like this one a lot better because this one isn't flashy. It's mm-hmm. got a really, really simple.
Innocent?
Not innocent. It's got a really simple charm to it because it's got, more restrained instrumental.
Yeah.
Nothing too fancy going on. They're just singing their hearts out. And frankly, I kind of like that more than, hammed up cuteness or
that's
something like
true.
That. So,
yeah.
That's me at least.
Yeah. I hopefully we'll see them really boom in the industry because they're pretty early K-pop girl group.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. All right, are we ready for our next segment, Steve?
We are ready for the next segment.
Yay.
It is that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world and catch up on some of the biggest headlines in Asian entertainment news. So first off, I'm gonna start this off today. I have some great news for fans of Chinese pop music because last Friday, on the 23rd, Wang Leehong officially made his return to the music industry after well over 4 years away.
Yay!
So he made some new songs here and there, in between his kind of like just during his hiatus, but he never had a real formal release. So he officially kicked off comeback activities on December 31st, 2014, or January 1st, 2015, whatever you choose, and with the release of his song Lie Xin, which means cracked heart, and then following with Now Is the Time shortly afterwards. And last week on Friday, to mark his return, he released Ni De Ai, which means Your Love, which is the title track of his album, so it's his lead single. And it's a very soothing piano ballad, very simple, featuring only some orchestral sounds on top of the piano. Because he's a multi-instrumentalist, he's a composer, but before he started playing piano and guitar and stuff like that, he was a violin player. So the song is just completely him,
That's nice.
And he's currently in Beijing promoting his new album, making some appearances, and he's also been spotted making a couple of commercials.
Ooh.
And there's a rumor going around that his wife is pregnant with their second baby.
Congratulations!
Just a rumor, though.
Wow.
And frankly, it's just a rumor, and we're going to leave it at that, because here at Asian Wave 101, we don't do the gossip column. Okay?
I was just wondering, where was he during his hiatus?
He was still working. He was definitely still working, but he was more or less just working on his home life because he got married in late 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really it.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, you hang out with me a little more and you will know that I am just the biggest Lee Home fan in the world. So I am really looking forward to hearing his new album.
Yeah.
I showed you a couple of his songs too, didn't I?
Yes, I think you did.
Yeah. And thoughts so far?
I don't remember them.
Okay.
I'll look them up.
Okay, no. That's fine. So I'm going to move to the next story, though, because I call this one Epic Collaboration News. So on January 23rd, also, Singaporean singer JJ Lin performed on Korea's weekly music show, Music Bank. He Instagrammed a photo of himself backstage with the caption, "Guess where I am," and fans also snapped pictures of him as he was entering the recording premises. He flew out to Korea to perform with CN Blue frontman Chung Yonghwa.
Oh, I heard about that.
The two have a collaboration on Yonghwa's solo debut called Checkmate.
Wow, that's awesome.
It features a pop rock style, which is well in line with what they both do, and it features trilingual lyrics. It's in Korean, in English, and in Mandarin.
That's pretty sick.
So that would be really interesting to hear. And, this was actually JJ's first time performing on Music Bank, but he is actually not the first Singaporean singer to grace the stage, as Korean girl group SKARF, SKARF, has two girls from Singapore.
Nice.
And JJ is the only foreign artist featured on Yonghwa's debut, and the two of them are currently shooting the music video for the song.
Oh, that's so nice. I love when these different cultures come together like that, like trilingual like lyrics. That's pretty sick. Like, we should have one, Steve.
Yeah. we can definitely work on something like that. This is not the first time this has happened, though, because back in the day, Lee Hong, who we just talked about, actually made a collaboration with Rain and Im Jong-hee. So Im Jung Hee, Jay Lim.
Jay
Lim, yeah. So the three of them had a song together. It was trilingual as well.
Uh-huh.
And back in, I believe, 2006, Vanessa Wu of F4 and Kangta from SM Entertainment, they had a bilingual collaboration as well.
Oh, so awesome.
You know, stuff like this has been happening before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first time, but I most certainly would like to kind of see that happening more because, you know, that's just what we do here at the show too, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. So bridging the two cultures, coming together in perfect harmony, you know, stuff like that. We're all one world. One big happy family.
And I think music is the perfect thing to do that, to have that common ground.
Music is a common language. It knows no boundaries and knows none of that.
That was very poetic. That was very poetic.
I try. Yeah, here at CITR 101.9 FM for Asian Wave 101, I pretend to be classy. but I'm going to hand this off to Michelle because she's got some news from Korea. Let us know.
Alrighty, so I'm just going to have one little update. Well, not little, it's kind of big, but one update on the whole Clara issue that we had. So there's a lawsuit battle between the model / actress Clara and her agency Polaris. So Clara accused the CEO of sexual harassment via KakaoTalk messages. And if you don't know what KakaoTalk is, it's like the Korean version of like Facebook Messenger.
It's an instant messaging service.
That usually Koreans use. So I guess the best way to solve this case would be to see the text messages they sent during the alleged time. So on January 19th, the text messages between the CEO and Claire were actually unveiled. But this is a really weird thing, and even I think it's kind of weird. The messages during May and June have disappeared. They were not recovered. And when Claire was asked about them, she gave this quote-unquote statement about it. Well, her lawyers stated that, quote unquote, the messages between May and June have been lost, and the cell phone was dropped in water, and the messages were unable to be received through KakaoTalk servers. That's just weird.
It sounds fakey.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird that only those months were disappeared. And I actually read some of the messages from before and after the time period that those messages were allegedly uncovered. And it was just pretty much just formal talk between a boss and his employer, right? Or employee.
Mm-hmm.
Employee, right?
Employee.
Yeah. And they're just like, oh, hey, she was trying to really promote herself because she was new with the company. And so she had been sending him pictures of her of herself. Not in like a weird way, but as in like during like photo shoots and stuff.
I love
and,
how you needed to clarify that.
Because since we're talking about sexual harassment here, right? Yeah, and it was just a normal conversation between them, and it didn't seem like he was being overly weird or anything like that, and she was just being, you know, a newcomer
to the model.
So I'm really curious about what happened between May and June, because I think that's going to be a huge clue to this issue. And so, that's the update for this week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope it gets solved soon, because I'm actually really curious. It's like reading a mystery book.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment is nothing to joke about, too. I don't think anybody would toss that out just so willingly.
No.
So. Yeah, but keep us posted on that.
All right.
Yeah, and that'll do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News segment. Tune back in next week when we cover some more headlines and some new happenings in the Asian entertainment world. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Don't go anywhere, guys.
Come join Vancouver local Spoon for their tour homecoming show January 31st at the Hindenburg. With guests Deadsoft and Cave Girl. This one's an early show, so make sure to show up at 8 o'clock to catch Cave Girl. Tickets will be available at the door. Spoon, Deadsoft, and Cave Girl at the Hindenburg Saturday, January 31st.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
We got those flat screens, flat drinks. Apartment made out of bricks, so they can't blow it down. So they can't blow it down. My heart sings, pulling heartstrings. So let me take you backstage. I can show you off, I can show you in.
Quick front, break it down, hey. So summer dress set for a Sunday. Quick, looking finer than a Sharpay. Cause I'ma take you out like Sunday. So quick front, break it down, hey. Black dress fresh for a Friday. Cause you will knock out like a rate. But I'ma take you out like Sunday. So quick front, break it down, hey. No use in being enemies. Classic video always gets the best of me. What compels, she don't need a fucking symphony. Up all night, I guess it's breakfast at Tiffany's. Couple rings, her class is so Audrey. Hepburn, with ambition that's bigger than yours. Got this gentleman's head turned. Put some work like she posing for Forbes. Goddamn, shit, she on the front cover-ish. Vogue kind of tip, hard to resist. Dinner in the city, wine waiting to be sipped. Polished up a lift, a little red from her lips. Wanna dip, get away, take you to all the continents. Parents so conservative, but this bombshell's working it. Don't get it twisted, that finesse be so permanent. Let me get a curse. Flat screens, flat drinks. Apartment made out of bricks, so they can't blow it down. So they can't blow it down. My heart sings, pulling heartstrings. So let me take you backstage. I can show you off, I can show you in. Quick front, break it down, hey. So summer dress set for a Sunday. Quick, looking finer than a Sharpay. Cause I'ma take you out like Sunday. So quick front, break it down, hey. Black dress fresh for a Friday. Cause you a knock out like a rate. But I'ma take you out like someday. So quick front, break it down, hey. Cover her and go like, all the things that we could do in one night. But I ain't saying she a blind dyke. I'm just saying all the things I would do for a Klondike. So tell me, is she about that life? Broadway traits, big city lights, ass like a Benz. Ain't thinking twice, said diamonds are forever, so her future's looking brighter. Mind of a writer, frame it like a picture. But I can get her naked, no twister. 50 shades of gray, she be stylish like a hipster. Law firm body, something kinda like an intern. But she bit Angelina Joe, so we can coexist, no Bradley. World in a world, no Hurricane Sandy. Award-winning dame, no Grammys.
Got those flat screens, flat drinks. Apartment made out of bricks, so they can't blow it down. So they can't blow it down. My heart sings, pulling heartstrings. So let me take you backstage. I can show you off, I can show you in.
Quick front, break it down.
Those flat screens, flat drinks.
And welcome back to Asian Wave 101. That was Gentleman's Vibe from, with their song Apartments. And I just found out today that they are based in Vancouver, so I thought that was pretty cool. I thought it was just really chill and positively charged song. It was awesome. Plus, it's from Vancouver. And yeah, it's like, it's not a party song, but it's about the ladies. And that it's just one of those songs where you could just chill at home when you're having like a house party. Not that I have house parties or anything.
Oh, really? Don't you live in Gage?
No, I don't.
Well, I imagine that the house parties are one thing that we won't be talking about here on Asian Wave 101. Now, I imagine myself just listening to the song, like even if it's like just on my own, just kicking back, like maybe a drink in my hand. That sort of thing.
There you go.
Yeah, that's me at least. Yeah. But we're going to move on to the next song, though. Oh, by the way, just before we move on, though, do support Gentleman's Vibe. Here at CITR 101.9 FM, we're all about supporting local artists. They're from Vancouver. Show them lots of love. We show them love here. So tell them we sent you.
Awesome.
No, don't do that. They don't know me, actually. That'd just be weird. But anyway, the next song is a request, actually, I got recently. Ooh. And it's for a song from the very talented Jam Xiao. And for those who don't know who Jam Xiao is, he is a singer from Taiwan, and he got his start in the music industry by competing on a reality singing competition show called 1 Million Star. Okay. Now, he didn't actually win, but he absolutely killed all of his performances, and he's the sort that doesn't need to do anything fancy on stage. He just, because he just stands there and he sings. He just has this angelic voice that is just so appealing. He just stands there, you know? Yeah. And he's known for his unique vocal color and strength. And that's kind of the idea behind this song as well, because this song in Chinese it's called Zhishou Ge, which literally means this song.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it means. It means this song, and he kind of intends this song to kind of be his gift, like his way of spreading this joy and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. Aww. So.
Okay.
Yeah, let's check that out. And Jam Xiao, this song coming up next. Okay, that was Jam Xiao with Zhishou Ge, this song, his gift to the beautiful listeners everywhere. Just amazing. See, I don't joke around when I say that his vocals were amazing.
I could listen to his voice for a really long time. I want to follow his journey on the show that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah?
The one where he first, like, found himself in the industry. I want to follow that show.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's online somewhere.
Okay, yeah, find it.
Yeah, I actually haven't seen it myself, but like you know, everyone's just said such amazing things about his performances and stuff like that. Mm. And his popularity is crazy. He is more popular than the winners on the show.
Wow.
Like I've said that.
Wow.
You know, like I said, you know, his popularity in Taiwan actually is rival to that of Kim Soo Hyun.
Whoa, that's saying a lot, eh?
Mm-hmm,
how old is this guy?
This dude, I think he's not even in his 30s yet.
Wow. That's awesome. Like, I love his voice. I feel like his voice in the instrumental portion was just, like, perfectly in sync. Like, you know, he wasn't straining too hard, and I love his voice so much. Yeah. I think I'm gonna be his number one fan.
You said that about Khalil Fong too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I switch really often.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. But you got the next song for us, right, Michelle?
Yes, we do. Okay, and this is your second last song of the day, and it's by J Park. Maybe many of you might not know him, but he's more of an American Korean than a Korean. If you know what Steve knows what I mean.
He was he was born in Seattle and raised there as well. Let's just keep it there.
There you
Let's
go. Keep yeah. it at that. Yeah. And we're gonna listen to one of his Korean songs actually called Choa, and it was released as a digital single in 2013, and then he re-released it into his album Evolution. And Choa in Korean actually means I like. And if you watch the video, it's very cute, really upbeat and positive. And he's just talking about how much he likes everything. Top, like from head to feet. That's what he says in one of his in one of the lines in the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Everything about this girl. I love J Park. Yeah. So maybe I should sing this song to him. So like everything about him.
Yeah. Let's bring J Park on the show one of these days.
Oh,
yeah, you know, coincidentally, the girl, the video vixen, or the leading lady in the music video for Choa, uh-huh. that was Clara.
Oh, that was
Clara.
No wonder she looks so familiar.
Yeah, see, there we go.
All right,
yeah, let's check that out. Okay, J Park, Choa.
Yeah, this goes out. Man, you know who you are. Let's go. Check it.
Get
that was Jay Park's Choa from his album Evolution. How'd you like the song, Steve?
Choa.
Oh yeah, nice.
I really love. I really love that song. It's just so feel good. It's just so nice. It's so chill.
It is.
Yeah. It's just uplifting. Like I said, it's positive music today, right?
Yep.
Anyway, the last song for today. Oh my god, I'm sad already.
Aw, went by too fast.
Yeah,
too fast.
It usually happens, but we only got an hour, so we gotta wrap this up.
Yep.
The last song for today is by a relatively fresh face in Mandopop. Her name is Miu Chu, and her song is called 我的小生活, which means My Little Life.
Aw.
Yeah. So she was a contestant on Taiwan Super Idol Season 3, which is another singing competition show.
Yep.
And that's where she got her start as well. And this song is very simple, and it's actually very inspirational in its own way as well. She says in the song, if I let go of the moment, if I back down from challenges, how easy would it be? How easy would my life be?
Mm-hmm.
But there is a nudging from my heart that makes me continue forward, moving forward. That's what she says. And you know, it's all about, you know, having a dream. Her joy is working towards it, making it past obstacles is part of life,
right.
And her joy in life comes from working towards what she wants, doing what she loves, loving what she does, you know. So all she hopes for is time to be able to do it all. That's kind of what the song is about, right? So yeah, I mean, that's it.
Nice song
to end it off with. And of course, you know, if you have any requests for me and Michelle, you can send it to AsianWave101@gmail.com.
Yep, and or if you have any thoughts on today's news, please feel free to send them to the same email that Steve just said.
AsianWave101@gmail.com. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. I hope you enjoyed your time here. I'm Steve.
I'm Michelle.
And that'll be it for this week. Take care, everyone. Coming up next is Miu Chu with My Little Life. And right after that, we have your weekly arts report. Don't go anywhere, guys. Take care.
Just a fall, 就这样放过。 Listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.